So, what does his plan look like?
برنامه شیطان چه شکلیه؟
How will he achieve that the world will worship him?
یه جایی برسه که دنیا شیطان رو بکشه.
How does he plan to kill all the Christians?
چجوری میخواد همه مسیحا رو بکشه تا به اون واقعیت بپیونده.
No, he won't succeed, but what is he planning?
اما تلاشش رو میکنه.
Yeah, and the answer is that he will create a one-world government.
یه دنیایی رو میسازه که یه دولت داشته باشه تحت کنترل و دست شیطان.
So he can systematically execute that plan and force the world into worshiping him.
و مجبور کنه کل دنیا شیطان رو بپرستن.
I want to give you three elements
سه تا نکته رو میخوام بهتون بگم.
End times, antichrist system.
اون وحش چجوری سیستمش رو به کار خواهد انداخت.
Has been and is engineering.
که شیطان تلاش کرده تا به امروز و ادامه
yeah,
بار خواهد تلاش خواهد کرد که انجام
in the making.
و این سیستمی است که امروز داریم با چشمان yeah, خودمون میبینیم که در حال
John,
انجام شدن.
First John 4:3.
اول یوحنا 4:3.
Yeah, and every spirit that confesseth not that Jesus Christ is come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, whereof you have heard that it should come, and even now already is it in the world.
و هر روی که اعتراف نکند که عیسی مسیح در جسم آمده از خدا نیست و این است روح ضد مسیح که شنیده که او می آید و الان هم در جهان است.
Yeah, so from the time of John,
زمان یوحنا که نامه نوشته,
the spirit of the Antichrist was already at work.
ضد مسیح در کال و تراش بوده.
And I'm not saying we're there yet. But we can really see how this could work out today.
Yeah, we can
see the hand and feet.
How
this could happen.
میتونیم ببینیم که قدماش چجوری خواهد برداشت
Now,
با چیزایی که امروز تو دستمون داریم.
The first element of this antichrist system.
ضد مسیح، اون سیستمی که ضد مسیح انجام خواهد داد اینه که
it's a government that is global.
دولتی خواهد بود که کل دنیا
Yeah, it's
دولت
a political
دولت.
System that rules the whole world.
یه سیاست دنیوی که کل دنیا رو در
yeah,
دست خودش داشته.
A one world government.
یه دولت
a one world order.
نظم برای کل دنیا.
Look at Revelation 13 verse 7.
مکاشفه 13 آیه 7 رو باز کنید.
And it was given unto him to make war with the saints and to overcome them, and power was given him over all kindreds and tongues and nations.
و به وی داده شد که با مقدسین جنگ کند و بر ایشان غلبه یابد و تسلط بر هر قبیله و زبان و امت بدو عطا شد.
Yeah, power was given to him all kindreds. And tongues and nations. Yeah, it's a global system. A global political system. This is world control. Yeah, when this is put in place, yeah, there's no country to flee anymore to.
هیچ راه فراری نیست.
Yeah, there's no place you can go to refuge.
جایی نیست که بتونیم و یواش قایم شیم و ازش پناهنده بشیم.
Yeah, the world will eventually be under control of the Antichrist or Satan.
در دست شیطان و ضد شیطان.
Go to Revelation 17 for a moment.
مکاشفه 17.
Read verse 12 and 13. And the ten horns which thou sawest are ten kings which have received no kingdom as yet, but receive power as kings one hour with the beast. These have one mind and shall give the power and strength unto the beast.
و آن ده شاه که دیدی ده شاه ده پادشاه هستند که هنوز سلطنت نیافتند بلکه یک ساعت با وحی چون پادشاهان قدرت می‌یابند اینها یک رأی دارند و قوت و قدرت خود را به وحی می‌دهند.
Yeah, so we see here that these ten kings will give their power and strength unto the beast.
قدرتشون رو به
They will be at a service.
به وحش میدن اون پادشاه
And the Antichrist slash Satan was behind that yeah, will have absolute power on this earth.
هر دو تاشون قدرت خواهند داشت.
And there will be no government to be able to withstand against them.
قدرتی در دنیا نخواهد بود. هیچ دولتی نخواهد بود که بتونه ضد اون عمل کنه.
Is there today in 2021
در سال 2021
Is there a movement that is trying to bring about a one world government and one world order. Is this something that sounds familiar to us living in 2021? And the answer is yes.
Yeah.
Openly now, it's admitted yeah, by groups with powerful people that this is on their agenda.
Yeah,
that for whatever the reasons they give you, yeah, they are doing the bidding of Satan, working towards a global political system. Some of them be will be these children of disobedience.
that sold their souls
to the devil.
Carrying
out this plan. Others will be thinking that they're better than God. Oh, we're going to save the planet.
خودشون بهتر از خداوند میدونن.
We're doing this for humanity.
زمین رو نجات بدیم برای انسان‌ها داریم می‌کنیم.
It's a good thing.
برای همه می‌خوایم.
Whatever the motivations, they're all working together.
هر چه ایمانشه.
To set the course of this world.
همه با هم دارن تلاش می‌کنن.
And one world political system.
دنیا رو به سمت اون بر ببره.
And you have all these international, globalized organizations now that's springing up. And they're becoming bigger.
سازمان‌های بین‌المللی که دارن یواش یواش بزرگتر و
بزرگتر میشن.
قدرت بیشتر
more
و استفاده بیشتری خواهند داشت.
Yeah, you have the United Nations.
UN.
You have things like the World Health Organization.
Who? WHO.
Yeah, what is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have the World Economic Forum, etc.
همشون یکی یکی داره جهانی و جهانی میشه.
Many of them.
و خیلی‌هاشون دارن قدرت می‌گیرن.
These are not elected by people.
انسان‌ها کسی رأی نداده.
They are set up to influence and gain control.
برنامه‌ریزی شده که کنترل دنیا رو
به دست بیارن. And
دارن بیشتر و بیشتر میشن. که قدرت بیشتری تو کل دنیا به دست بیارن.
And these organizations are funded by very wealthy people, the leaders of this world.
که به این سازمان‌ها میرسه از دست ثروتمندانی که رهبران این دنیا هستن.
We also meet together.
که اونها
regularly.
هر روز هفته یا هر روزه یا هر ماه دور هم جمع میشن.
To talk about how to solve the world's problems.
مشکل دنیا رو چجوری حل کنن.
And they have admitted.
و گفتن که این کارو میکنن.
Yeah, that they are setting up a one world government. That this is on their agenda. And these are the same elites that own the news media,
that own the
other media,
that
are able to push
the
propaganda,
and that
are able to silence any opposing
views.
Now, people will quickly say, oh, this conspiracy theories.
Yeah,
it's not all true. And okay, now, it is a great conspiracy.
درسته.
But it's not in theory.
اما تئوری نیست، داره واقعیت پیدا.
It's what actually is happening.
داره اتفاق میفته.
And anybody who cares can find this out, can find this information. It's not hidden anymore.
جستجو کنه میتونه پیدا کنه. دیگه مخفی نیست. همه میدونن که یه قدرت‌های
25 years ago.
25 سال پیش.
It may be more difficult to find. Today.
سخت‌تر بود بشه پیدا کنه. ولی امروزه خیلی راحت میتونی پیداش کنی.
Yeah, this is what is happening in the world.
این اتفاقیه که تو دنیا
This is what the Bible says will happen in the end.
در ایام آخر این اتفاق
Yeah, Satan wants a one-world political system that he controls. Yeah, the course of this world is steered towards a one-world government.
Yeah,
it's a push away from sovereign nations towards one system.
هر کشوری واسه خودش قدرت و انتخاب داشته باشه رو بردارن و بکننش یه سیستم برای کل دنیا.
Here's a second element of that because this system is not only political.
فقط سیاسی نیست.
It's also a religious system.
سیستم مذهبی هم هست.
Yeah, so besides the push for a worldwide one worldwide political system.
سیستم سیاسیمون یکی بشه.
There is also a movement towards a one world religion. I already mentioned that Satan wants to be worshipped as God. Yeah, and that's the second element of this antichrist global government that he wants to set up. There will be only one religion allowed, one global religion. And that religion is the worship of the antichrist. No other options. Yeah, we just read in Revelation 13:7 that the Antichrist will make war with the saints. So he will go after the true Christians. And many Christians will be killed during this time. Now read the next verses in Revelation 13. It's verses 8 till 10. And stay there, we're going to read more.
Yeah.
Revelation 13, 8 to 10.
و همه ساکنان جهان جز آنانی که نامهای ایشان در دفتر حیات بره‌ای که از بنای عالم ذبح شده بود مکتوب است او را خواهند پرستید اگر کسی گوش دارد بشنود اگر کسی اسیر نماید به اسیری رود و اگر کسی به شمشیر قتل کند میباید او به شمشیر کشته گردد در اینجاست صبر و ایمان مقدسی
Yeah, so it talks about a group of people that will worship the Antichrist. Yeah, people whose name is not written in the book of life.
Yeah.
Which means it has been removed at some point. At certain point. I'll talk a whole sermon on that. Now you may wonder, how on earth is Satan is going to deceive these people? How is he going to convince people to go after him, to follow him?
Now,
we know already that Satan is like an angel of light.
Yeah,
he's subtle, he's sneaky. He's deceptive. He's a liar. Yeah, so people will be tricked into believing that he is actual. Who says he is, which of course he's not. Read Revelation 13, 11 till 15. So how is he going to do this?
و دید بخش دیگری را که از زمین بالا می‌آمد و دو شاخ مثل شاخ‌های بره داشت و مانند اژدها سخن می‌گفت و با تمام قدرت وحش نخست در حضور وی عمل می‌کند و زمین و ساکنان آن را برین و می‌دارد که وحش نخست را که زخم مهلک شفا یافت بپرستند و معجزات عظیم به عمل می‌آورد تا آتش را نیز از آسمان در حضور مردم به زمین فرو آورد و ساکنان زمین را گمراه می‌کند و آن معجزاتی که به وی داده شد که آنها را در حضور وحش بنماید و به ساکنان زمین میگوید که تمثالی را از آن وحش که بعد از آن خوردن زخم شمشیر زیسته بود بسازد و به وی داده شد که آن تمثال وحش را روح بخشد تا به تمثال وحش سخن گوید و چنان کند که هر که تمثال وحش را پرستش نکند کشته شود.
Yeah, so how is Satan going to trick this world?
To trick the people?
It says with signs and wonders. With doing things that people will believe only God can do.
Yeah,
fire coming down from heaven.
Yeah,
like Elijah. Yeah, who said, hey, if I'm a prophet of God, then let lightning come down and consume you. And he fried 50 soldiers. Twice. And then the third one says, please don't do this. Please come with us. Yeah? So we know that Satan has power. Yeah, I don't know, he has the power to bring lightning down.
But here's
another thing that we should take into account.
Yeah,
besides Satan's own power to do certain things, it could also be a use of advanced technology that is not known to the public.
خارج از دانش انسان‌ها باشه ازش استفاده.
Yeah, that the Antichrist will have its hands on because he controls the world.
که شیطان بتونه از اون تکنولوژی استفاده کنه و کنترل کنه دنیا رو.
Yeah, he will be able to deceive the people in this world.
قادر به دستش. He will be believable.
When he says, I'm God, worship me, he will be believable for people.
برای خیلی ها فکر
می‌کنه. Yeah, a deadly wound is healed. Fire from heaven.
Talks about
giving life to the image of the beast. There's things he can do that will convince people. Go to 2 Thessalonians 2. Read verses 9 to 11. Even him who is coming is after the working of Satan will all with all powers as signs and lying wonders and will all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth that they might be saved, and for this cause, God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie.
به ظهور او به عمل شیطان است با هر نوع قدرت و آیات و شگفتی‌های دروغین و به هر نوع فریب ناراستی برای هالکین از آنجا که محبت راستی را نپذیرفتند تا نجات یابند و بدین جهت خدا به ایشان توهمی بزرگ می‌فرستد تا دروغ را باور کنند.
Yeah, so it says lying wonders, says power signs and lying wonders.
Yeah, that
kind of makes me think that the wonders that are being performed are not such wonders as they look like. There might be this technology that's able to do that.
But
anyhow, he's able to deceive many. They will believe a lie. And on top of that, in verse 11, we'll see that God aids that process.
خداوند فعالیت رو شروع میکنه.
God says,
تلاش میکنه که اون سمت بشه.
I will send them a strong delusion.
خداوند میگه من گیجشون میکنم.
So they believe a lie.
که دروغ رو قبول کنن.
Yeah. So they will fall for the lies. They go after the beast and be destroyed.
دنبال وحش برن و نابود شن.
Yeah, and those who And those not worshipping the image should be killed.
اونایی هم که اون وحش نمی‌پرستن.
Who don't go along are not welcome. دنبال خداوند
نمی‌رن قابل قبول.
Do we see today in one world religion in the making?
مذهب
Is there a movement that pushes towards that? تلاش
باشه می‌بینیم.
And the answer again is yes. Now part of that is the ecumenical movement.
یکیش
The ecumenical movement.
What is that?
A movement where they're trying to bring all the Christianity under one roof.
مسیحیت رو یکی کردن در حقیقت همه مسیحیت ها رو زیر یک چتر آوردنه.
Yeah, and that is basically pushing towards one religion.
اول مسیحا رو یکی کنه که بعد مذهب دنیا یکی شه.
Yeah, uniting Christian churches with the Catholic churches.
کاتولیک ارتدوکس و پروتستان.
Yeah, I just figured out that the Pope is here today.
امروز شنیدم که پاپ اعظم اینجاست که با ارتدوکس.
He's probably going to meet up with the Orthodox Pope.
زیاد با رئیس ارتدوکس جلسه داره.
Before it was strife, now they're coming together.
قبلا با هم دیگه می‌جنگیدن اما امروز پاپ اومده تو کشور
Yeah, and they're not stopping there. Yeah, of course, they're both false religions, works-based false religions. But because we have the Pope inviting all other false religions on the same stage.
Yeah,
showing the world, oh, we need to unite. We all believe in some God. We have things in common. Yeah, making these pictures, smiling.
Yeah,
that's a push towards a one world religion.
Yeah,
this is a push towards the one world religion where the Antichrist will be worshipped.
اون وحش به قابل
پرستش
باشه. That
leads to open Satan worship.
که آزادانه شیطان
را پرستن. I don't want to have anything to do with any of these false religions.
من نمیخوام هیچ کاری با هیچ کدوم از اون مذهبین
دیگه. We don't unite with these people.
ما با اون مردم
Ephesians 5:11 and have no fellowship with unfruitful works of darkness but rather reprove them.
نداشته باش بلکه اونها رو Ephesians 5
5:11
و در اعمال بی‌ثمر تاریکی شریک مباشید بلکه آنها را سرزنش کنید.
I'm not going to go to look
at the Pope.
If I'm there, I'm there to rebuke him. That's all.
برم اونجا بهش اعلام میکنم چقدر آدم بدیه.
Yeah, I pray that God will
دعا میکنم که خداوند پاپ اعظم رو بیفته زمین گردنش بشه.
A wicked person. No, listen. Yeah, we hate the enemies of God. This is not a neutral person. This is not somebody who is deceived. This is a wicked, evil, satanic person.
قدرت شیطانی که داره بقیه رو گمراه میکنه داره مذهب دیگه رو رفع میکنه میلیون ها رو داره به جهنم میرسونه با دونستن واقعی خودش
The Catholic Church, the Orthodox Church they're wicked false religions like Islam, like Buddhism, like Hinduism
همون جوری که اسلام بده همون قدری که بودا بده هیچ فرقی ندارن
They lead people away from Christ
مردم رو از مسیح دور میکنن به جنگ نزدیک
So I hate them I hate those leaders. I don't hate the people who are deceived. These are the ones we love because we want to reach them with the gospel.
Yeah?
That is this move of all these false religions to come together to start forming this one world religion. Yeah, the world pushes towards this. And they look down on those who don't
کسایی که حاضر نیستن اطاعت کنن.
They despise those who want to stand for the truth.
کسایی که برای حقیقت خداوند نیستن.
Yeah, so this antichrist government, this satanic government, will be a global political system.
یه سیاستی خواهد بود که کل دنیا.
It will be a one world order.
یه نظم، یه دولت.
Yeah, it will be a system.
یه سیستمی خواهد بود.
That also entails a one world religion.
یک مذهب دنیوی رو قرار داد.
Yeah, the worship of the antichrist.
پرستش ضد مسیح.
And everybody who doesn't go along with this will be killed.
حاضر نشه کارو بکنه، کشته میشه.
And a third element.
و سومین نکته.
Of this antichrist global government.
اون ضد مسیح اون کسی
که there will be one monetary system one financial system
پول یکی خواهد شد
read Revelation 13 16 to 18
یکی خواهد شد
Revelation 13 16 to 18
و همه را از بزرگ و کوچک و ثروتمند و فقیر و برده و آزاد بر این وامی دارد که بر دست راست یا بر پیشانی خود نشانی گذارد و اینکه هیچ کس خرید و فروش نتواند کرد جز کسی که نشان یا اسم یا عدد اسم وحش را داشته باشد در اینجا حکمت است پس هر که فهم دارد عدد وحش را بشمارد زیرا که عدد انسان است و عددش 666 است
Of course, this is the passage about the mark of the beast.
علامت شیطان.
Yeah, the 666 number.
Yeah,
the mark of the beast, the right hand on the forehead.
علامت شیطان در دست راست یا پیشونی کسی زده میشه.
Yeah, and this is a system that will be enforced.
اما این سیستمی که اجباری خواهد شد.
And you will need that mark to be able to.
احتیاج داریم به اون علامت.
To buy or sell.
بخرید و بفروشید.
Yeah, they will control all financial transactions.
خرید و فروشامو رو کنترل خواهند کرد.
And if you're not part of the system.
اگه شما عضو سیستم نباشید
you're not able to function in society.
دیگه نمیتونید تو جامعه کاری بکنید.
Yeah, there will be complete control over every transaction in society.
واسه هر خرید و فروشی که تو دنیا
And you will only be able to get this mark when you worship the beast.
زمانی
you worship the Antichrist.
اون علامت رو بگیرید.
Of course, this is something that a Christian could never do.
که مسیحی هیچ وقت نمیتونه این کارو بکنه.
Now, do we see society moving towards a worldwide monetary system? And the answer is yes. It's rapidly moving in that direction. Now, let me give you a little bit of history.
Yeah,
in I don't know how, 75 years ago, a lot of the countries still had a gold standard. It means that what you had in your fingers was actually money, or at least the currency that you're holding represented a certain amount of physical value. Yeah, it had value on its own. Yeah, then they went to a place where the currency didn't have backing of gold anymore.
So you have,
that's what we have today. You have these paper that we call this euro things. They have no value on its own. There's no backing by gold or silver or whatever. And we're just playing a game of Monopoly. And as long as everybody goes along, it keeps working. Because we all believe it's worth something. The government tells us it's worth something, so we believe it. So as long as everybody plays along, this is kind of gone okay.
Now,
the physical version of this, the paper, it's started to be banned from society. Slowly, we cannot pay physical anymore. Now we don't even have the 2 cent or 3 cents worth of paper in our fingers. It's just a number, a digital number. Yeah, now we have cash transactions that are limited to a certain amount. Why is it being banned? Because it's difficult to control cash. Yeah, if I give you something to make a deal, then the government is not in between of that. The banks cannot see that.
نقد به تو بدم پس نمیتونه کنترل کنه پس نقد
yeah, it cannot be controlled.
نمیشه کنترل کرد پس باید
Now, what can you control?
هر چی بشه کنترل کرد
Everything that happens digitally.
هر چیزی که دیجیتالی اتفاق بیفته قابل کنترله.
Yeah, where are we going? We're going to some kind of digital currency.
به جایی میرسیم که پولمون دیجیتالی
Where cash is not allowed anymore. Some kind of cryptocurrency.
در حقیقت encrypted currency یا پولهای رمزی.
And now Bitcoin is not the future. It will be some kind of currency like this, but it will be a currency, a digital currency that the government can control. And that is worldwide. Now, add to that technology that makes your life easier. You don't need physical stuff anymore. You just some kind of digital ID.
لازم نیست چیزی داشته باشیم دیجیتالی یه دونه کد دیجیتالی کافیه یه رمز دیجیتالی کافیه برای هر کاری
It's like we kind of seeing a precursor of this corona app
QR code
yeah but a digital ID that you can show and scan and you're okay
اسکن بشه و اجازه ورود داشته باشه
How much technology does it take to take it out of your phone and put it in your hand
که از موبایل درات بیاد رو دستت
yeah and the technology is already there
technology اونجاست
Even in Sweden, I saw an article this week
that
there was people who were actually putting it in their hand to be able to buy, to have the corona stuff arranged.
Yep.
Now, this is not the mark of the beast at this point in time, but it is a precursor.
این نلامت شیطانه ولی داره آمادمون میکنه
برای دریافت کردن
علامت شیطان.
To towards this antichrist system on all fronts.
می‌رسیم که از هر سمتی از هر جایی داره وادارمون می‌کنه که بتونیم
به اون push towards a global political system.
تلاش می‌کنه دنیا یکی بشه، سیاستمون
یکی بشه. We see push towards one world religion.
مذهبمون یکی بشه.
We see push towards a worldwide controllable monetary or financial system.
کنترل کنن تو کل دنیا خرید و فروش رو.
What does he want to achieve, Satan?
چی میخواد شیطان برسه؟
To take the place of God, to receive worship.
که جای شیطان خداوند رو بگیره. And to eradicate پرستش رو بگیره.
Christianity. Eradicate Christians who will never submit to him.
مسیحایی که هیچ وقت حاضر نیستن ازش.
Yeah, Satan's plan is just to kill you. He's your enemy. First Peter 5:8. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour.
هوشیار و بیدار باشید، زیرا که دشمن شما ابلیس مانند شیر قران گردش می‌کند و کسی را می‌جوید تا ببرد.
Yeah, Satan is the enemy.
شیطان دشمن شما.
Satan is steering this world, the course world toward that system.
هدف دنیا رو که شما رو به اون سیستم برسونه.
To eradicate you. To eradicate Christianity.
برداره مسیحیت رو پاک کنه.
Yeah, from the face of the planet.
ادروی زمین.
He hates humans and specifically Christians.
انسان ها متنفره، مخصوصاً مسیحی‌ها.
But that's just his plan.
برنامه شیطانی.
And God is just using the devil and allowing the devil to do the things he does, ultimately making him fulfill God's purposes. Romans 8:28. Because the devil will not ultimately succeed that plan. In finishing that plan. Romans 8:28. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to his purpose.
و می‌دانیم که برای آنانی که خدا را دوست می‌دارند و به حسب اراده او خوانده شده‌اند، همه چیزها برای خیریت ایشان با هم در کار می‌باشد.
Yes, so God will allow
Satan
to succeed to a certain level.
یه حدی شیطان موفقیتش رو
to a certain extent.
تا یه مسیری برسه.
Yeah. Working everything out for good to those who love him and call the corner's purpose.
برای خیریت همه کسایی که خواست خداوند هست.
Just
هدف خداوند چیه برای همه؟
Just to finish on a positive note.
نکته خوب.
Yeah, what is God's plan?
Matthew 24.
Yeah, because we will have a difficult time.
زمان سختی در
مقابل ما خواهد
بود. مصیبت‌های زیادی رو خواهیم داشت.
But we have hope.
اما امید داریم.
Matthew 24:21-22. This is the last verse we go to.
زیرا که در آن زمان چنان مصیبت عظیمی ظاهر می شود که از ابتدای عالم تا کنون نشده و نخواهد شد، و اگر آن ایام کوتاه نمی شد هیچ بشری نجات نمی یافت، اما به خاطر برگزیدگان آن روزها کوتاه خواهند شد. آنگاه اگر کسی به شما گوید اینک مسیح در اینجا یا در آنجاست، باور مکنید.
Yeah, we know how it'll end.
Yeah.
And yes, there will be a difficult period here on earth. Yeah, but here it says that God will shorten this period, that Satan will be able to eradicate the Christians from this earth. He will thwart his plans with Jesus coming back. Yeah. And on that day that Jesus comes back, yeah, he will take out those who are alive, who are in him.
Yeah,
the resurrection of the dead who are in him. And that same day, God will start pouring out his wrath on the people of this earth. Yeah, for a little over a 3 years period.
And
he will destroy this wicked system. He will destroy this world order.
نظم دنیا رو به هم می‌ریزه.
Yeah, and afterwards Satan will be bound for 1,000 years.
هزار سال شیطان زندانی خواهد شد.
And afterwards he has a last function, and then Satan will be thrown in the lake of fire.
شیطان در آتش دریاچه آتش خواهد ریخته شد.
Yeah, and we will live in a millennium
life.
We after this happens, we'll live in a millennium reign of Christ, and then be with Christ forever. Now, knowing these things, knowing what's going to happen,
yeah,
I hope it motivates you and it triggers you to want to share the gospel even more. Yeah, we may be the generation that will live through the end times. I don't know. We will see. Yeah, there are signs. There's much more signs in the Bible given. Now, if we start seeing them, we probably can start concluding that we are really close or we're getting into it. I'm not scared. Yeah, I will be excited if I have the privilege of living through that.
اگر بتونن در ایام آخر زنده روبروی
زنده. Yeah, I'm planning to share the gospel.
امیدوارم انجیل عیسی مسیح به همه جای دنیا برسه.
I know what to expect. Because the Bible has told me. He's told me the plan that the devil has.
گفته هدف و برنامه شیطان چیست.
I will have hope.
من امید دارم.
Because I'm looking forward to the coming of Jesus.
منتظر آمدن عیسی دوباره عیسی.
I know those period of tribulation is cut short by God.
اون زمان
I know God can keep me. And even if he doesn't.
اما اگه خداوند منو نگه نداره.
I'll be raised in a couple months afterwards because Jesus comes back.
اگر نگه نداره فقط چند ماه چون بعد از مردگان برخواهم ایستاده خواهم شد چون عیسی مسیح برمیگرده به من.
So in the end.
در آخر سر من در کنار
We know the plan of the devil. But we also know that the devil's plan will come to nothing in regards to us. And it's just God using him to fulfill his purpose, ultimate purpose on this earth.
شیطان کارش رو انجام بده تا اونجایی که هدف خداوند و برنامه خداوند روی زمین انجام بشه.
Amen.